Hi, how are you?
Two things. First, let me tell you about the agreement. That's interesting, because I think they're really superb friends that they are. They've agreed.
You were there a long time.
I beg your pardon?
You were there about a long
time. I was there about 30, because
we
don't have... Remember when he said another cent more than 2%? Well, we'll get well above 3% now on the land lease deal, and we are staging it in such a way that it will be signed first week of October here, and a massive trade deal.
Good.
I mean, it will be considered a really major.
Good.
And with it, I have to iron out some of the things next week, but we've got agreement. Like salt after the agreement. And I would, if you want to, I'll go over the details with you. But
you ought to announce something here there.
But I think what we should announce is that they're sending a delegation and an agreement in principle.
So there's delegation progress. Good.
They've agreed to open discussions on neutral balance force reduction.
MBFR.
MBFR. And European Security Conference. They had rejected MBFR and state channels 2 weeks previously. I went back to them in US.
Good.
Now, we can announce that they will let us set the opening of the salt date. We can announce it when we want and pick the date we want.
That can be done before the election.
Oh, yes. All of
that means that we want.
No, we can announce all of these.
We should pick them out day after day as we go.
That's what I mean. We can announce all of these before the election,
right.
And have them after the election. Now, on European Security Conference, I know that Russia has complained to Haldeman, but we have to keep the architecture together. We would never have got MBFR without holding up on European Security. The conduct of it, I don't give a damn about it. We don't have to get into the conduct of it. Well, after the election, you'll redo things anyway, but
yeah.
You will have to get involved at the end of it, so we don't want to turn it loose entirely.
Well, in terms of that one, I just want to get Rogers to do the planning thing, isn't that right?
Well, the trouble is, Mr. President, they'll go wild.
You mean an issue, but not if we have MBFR, all I care about.
Well, except we don't have to worry. It's not a big issue.
There's nothing that should be done now, anyway.
That's right. All we need now...
But
all we need now on the European Security Conference is to pick the time when you want to announce it. Let's see, so...
Not MBFR, you wouldn't announce that.
Before the election, certainly.
He thought he would, yeah.
Unless you don't want it.
They don't want to link it.
They don't want to link it, but we can announce it so close to each other. Or we can announce it the same day, probably. That's up to you. I should settle that.
Well, you see, there's the trade thing. You see, we're going to make an issue out of this whole withdrawal thing from Europe and so forth. And we may not want to play that quite as soft. We'll see.
Except, Mr. President, the beauty of the MBFR is you can then make an issue that he's withdrawing unilaterally. Like you've been handling the defense budget, that you'll never get neutral cut.
That's right.
And it would be another culmination of what you've said all along, that we have an MBFR discussion.
Oh, that's great.
And now on the nuclear thing, as you know, I gave their draft to the Soviets, to the Chinese, and then I gave them a counter draft, which they don't want, which is fine with us, because we don't really want an agreement now. So all they will sign with us is a very general statement anytime in October that we're working on this problem. And I'm keeping these negotiations going for a possible conclusion at the summit. But really, to get us through the Vietnam period. They're dying to get that nuclear agreement.
Yeah, in other words, we will go forward with Vietnam. We will go forward
with the discussion.
Here is to let Rogers take the lead.
what you suggested, which is the right thing. They wanted us to appeal to the International Olympic Committee to cancel it.
They're crazy.
Well, I...
But they want to look good, don't they?
I talked to Rogers, too.
You see, that's exactly what the reason that this is, Ms. Mayor should do, she's the only one that can, is that what the terrorists want, they want to make it appear that they stop paying, just like these assholes have tried to stop us running the government. If we'd have stopped, like some of the soft heads here around, or gone over and prayed at the Lincoln Memorial, that's what they want. So the thing to do is to do it the other way. That's what
well,
I mean.
Well, I refuse to wake you up. Roger, incidentally, agreed. So there's no problem with Roger.
Oh, don't ever call upon him to stop the game. That's not going to be our position.
I don't think we can. I think, in fact, well, I will talk to Rabi because they don't trust Rogers and they do trust me, but I'll talk to him quietly.
Say, look, this is a thought that we, we're naturally, we're in a position where we can't ask him to go on. But perhaps you should bring him in.
That
they
won't
look
do
good.
That. They won't do that. That's out of the question.
What's the matter with
them? I don't think we should even suggest it because they'd be too outraged. What we can do, though, is to keep them from blackjacking us over not having to fear. And in general, I think we ought to, I mean, of course we can...
What's Roger saying?
Well, Roger wants to declare a national day of mourning. I'm against even that. It's not our day of mourning, Mr. President. It's easy enough now to do a number of grandstand things.
But I don't think that works.
And also, God, Ethel, I am Jewish. I've had 13 members of my family killed, so I can't be insensitive to this. But I think you have to think also of the anti-Semitic vote in this country. If we let our policy be run by the Jewish community,
by the
radical Jewish community, and declare a national...
You understand what I was talking to Hayes about last night, was Jesuits. I said, let's do some things here, but nothing that will make the Germans too mad and so forth.
What I would favor, Mr. President, is to go to the UN.
Me?
Not you. Not physically, to have the United States go to the UN and see whether we could get some international rules on harboring guerrillas and so forth. That is a concrete measure that affects the world. That's a statement like saying it's not.
Well, what could you do though if the UN is not in session, General Assembly?
Well, we could get the Security Council into session. And I think the Russians might join us on that.
Chinese. Well, that'd be interesting.
Then if they don't, then we say we'll take it up at the UN.
Why don't you mention this? Did you mention this to the Green?
Well, the news hit me.
The
news hit me when I was there yesterday. And he was outraged.
All right. How about mentioning to the Chinese?
Yes.
I would now. I also feel that you've got to take up now on your trip to Russia. I didn't think so before, but you've got to mention this damn cool thing of exhibition some way or other. With the green in it.
All right, that's the
green.
You see
my point?
I will raise
it. It's got to be said that everybody asks the question, did we discuss the question? You've got to say yes.
Now, what I told the Breeding yesterday, which would get us even more minded, is why don't we call Vorontsov? The Breeding will be in Moscow next week. Why don't we, after I'm through with my talk, say on Wednesday, call Vorontsov into the State Department, make an official demand?
Have Rogers call him.
Have Alex Johnson call him.
When?
Wednesday or Thursday.
Because
my worry is I'm really concerned that it's easy enough. Now there's a lot of emotion for it. But if they take Beirut, which they could, they'll do something.
They mustn't do that.
I'm going to get him in today and talk to him very seriously.
They can't start a war with us.
Well, I agree with you.
They might.
I think they might. They're in the best position they've ever been. There are no Russians there. We've had an election campaign. Now, I got a promise out of Golda Meir 2 months ago when you asked me to, that they wouldn't take military action. But this is an enormous provocation, and they are emotional. And I don't want them to think that they've got you in their hip pocket. Bothers him is the trip, not the... and he's just looking for an excuse. papers this morning. The morning papers had the big headlines that they'd all been saying. So the shock of total reversal must have been tremendous.
We had a fact to see when we were on the plane yesterday. I dug it down.
We have talked about things that could be done by
Times, editorial life, just not to get on my fingers.
But I think
that's wrong, yeah.
I think all of us agree now. All of us agree, but we all agree that's separately. I said yesterday at staff meeting, I thought we should suspend the games, but the worst thing we could do is to stop them.
You said that means postpone.
Yeah, I mean, for a day. Yeah, postpone. But the worst thing to do seems to be would be stop. Second, first, it would be terrible slap to Germans, because Christ, they tried by themselves. No, they did everything they could do. They did it poorly, but they tried. I mean, Christ, God went there, they got more damn. They decided to shoot it out. I mean, they made two tragic mistakes. One, somehow issue a mistake with the hostages were saved. And the other, of course, was to have a shootout where all the hostages were killed and some of the guerrillas were saved. But it's the same mistake that Nelson made in New York, and it's just a mistake of execution. Christ, I can't believe it.
But now, wait, suppose that they had the shootout. Suppose the sons of Texas had taken them.
Yeah.
Then they would have been blamed, wouldn't they?
Sure.
The Germans were in
They couldn't let them leave their country. That would have led.
The Germans were in the hard place.
Well,
I don't blame them.
That's it. Well, but going back now, what would happen if the games were canceled. At the moment, everybody in the world that has an ounce of decency sympathizes with Israel.
She's
never had so much support.
As
a result of her action, the action of the government of Israel, and collaboration with the United States, games were canceled. You lose a lot of that.
In turn.
Secondly, I'm not sure that the athletes would abide by it anyway. I'm not sure that the athletes are not. We can't control the athletes. And if Brendan says the game's going to continue, we can't. We have no control over this. This is an amateur endeavor with no government connection. If we start politicizing the games, you might as well forget them.
We don't control Brendan.
No, we don't have
control. Have you ever tried to talk to Brendan? He says, up your ass.
We don't control the athletes, so we might. Now, also, I think you can make a hell of a strong case that the athletes who were killed would have won the game.
Oh, absolutely. This is why the Israelis want to ask for it.
Yeah, I mean,
that they'll never do, but...
why not?
They won't.
That's against their nature. The major thing we have to accomplish is that they don't... First of all, I agree completely with what Bill is saying. Secondly, the major thing we can accomplish, and should try to accomplish, is that they don't put heat on us for either withdrawing our team or something like that.
Well, you can be sure, Bill, they'll politicize it here, I imagine. My government probably will ask us to withdraw from the games. That way. See, that's the New York Times, the soft-headed reaction to all this. But frankly, we aren't going to do it. We lose every Jewish vote, we're not going to do it. Is that wrong?
I'm not so sure that you will. I think it might cause quite a reaction in the country.
Anyway, we can't do it. Let me go ahead. Now, what else? What other options and things we can do?
Well, we've given thought to. I mentioned
them. You mentioned the flags. I thought of the flags last night too. Let's talk about that. The difficulty with the flags is that. So you have an earthquake in Peru, you've got there are various kinds of levels of events, and...
Well, I think this is a bit...
Well, what about the shooting in Northern Ireland? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think it's different, but I think you have a problem that whenever you have a tragedy of, an aircraft goes down or something, I agree, this is different, this is the International Olympics. I was thinking too of
another thing you could do is you could ask for a period of silence during the time of the funeral.
When is the funeral?
Tomorrow.
In Israel?
Yeah.
Is it in Israel?
Yeah. Now that's another thing. It's in Israel.
Well, how about somebody going?
Well, let me get to that now. They don't want people Jesse Owens would be a natural. Of course, Spitz would, but I don't think we can probably wouldn't be very similar.
Why?
Well, because he's, you know, watching on television, he gets sort of emotional about Spitz, and he's under, he's sort of fearful now they rushed him out of Germany, afraid that something would happen to him. And he was on television last night from London. It's a possibility, but I don't know if he's going to do it or not. But in any event, I think we ought to be careful. We ought to consult with him.
Would you say not politicize it than they? I was thinking, for example, that you might go. I think you, that wouldn't do it.
Well, it would do it if other governments.
If other governments go, I mean, say if Brown goes, we've got a sense of money. But the point is, they aren't going to send their Brown's never going
to. Even if Brown goes, we don't necessarily have to send somebody because that was the country that happened.
Yeah, that's true. He didn't go.
But I think we ought to do it. That's good. Whatever Israel wants, if they don't want us to,
yeah.
We shouldn't. If they want us to, we should. Seems to me. I think we'll have a little time on that today. Now, what do you say? What are other things we could do? Well, we thought about the, you know, any kind of United Nations action. We're all bearish on that. We can't do anything with the other.
Well, let me ask this about. Yes, but because you think it has to be Security Council, right? So you run into the Chinese and the Russian thing, that's your problem. But on the other hand, suppose they do turn up, but suppose you were to go up and you would go to the Security Council and call upon some sort of a resolution.
Well, terrorism too. It deals with hijacking and terrorism. countries who we would attempt to retaliate.
And also, there's a great, great possibility that it would prove to be imminent.
Well,
I'm sure.
Anything, nothing is likely to work, so we have to start with that. The question is partly how do we pass to ourselves. I think if we went to the UN, there's nothing we can do about this particular event, but we shouldn't go to the UN about this particular event. We should use this particular event to see whether one can get an international expression about rules of conduct about countries that harbor guerrilla organizations operating across national borders, and effective sanctions against countries that do this. Now, under the impact of this tragedy, I'm pretty sure the Chinese would veto anything that is effective, that would have teeth in it. But this seems to me an appropriate and statesmanlike thing for the United States to do. It addresses a world problem, not focused on the Jewish community as such, but particularly triggered by this event. If we don't force the discussion too rapidly, it will get the Israelis over this. It will make it harder for the Israelis to take military action within the next week while this debate is going on, which is going to be the most difficult period. By that time, we will be close to the opening of the General Assembly, and we can introduce it then again in the General Assembly, and we would then be taking the leadership in a worldwide anti-terrorist problem, and a problem in which a lot of countries have a say. So I would not go to the Security Council to condemn this act. That is totally futile. But I would go to the Security Council with a statesmanlike position saying this has now become an international problem, hijacking, terrorism, no one is clearly responsible, and and countries like the Algerians might even welcome some international expression which gets them off.
Let me put it another way, Bill. Public relations.
Exactly, it's hard to know what kind of punishment. First of all,
you have got a conscription,
Similarly, another group in Beirut announced it was responsible for the killing at Lida Airport. They hijacked the Algerian Sahaba and the Black Panthers. Now, we don't care about the Black Panthers as long as they stay in Algeria. If they hijack planes into Algeria, then they're using that as a base. So I'm sure one could find a definition of countries that harbor organizations operating beyond their borders. They operate within the borders of their country, subject to their domestic jurisdiction and not. And then one should, my idea would be we would go to the Security Council, not in a condemnatory way, but in a statesmanlike way, to say this is a world problem. Today, yes, last night it affected the Israelis. Tomorrow it may affect everyone around this table. We are not asking for a condemnation of any country. We are not asking for punishment of anyone. We are asking for the future of international rules of conduct. And we could make a very statesmanlike presentation, make a few proposals, invite other proposals. That would get a palaver started.
Discuss it.
Then, if the Chinese veto it, I'm not so sure what the
Soviet veto.
No,
that,
I'm not worried about the veto. And I'm, as I say, I'm not. I don't agree with that. You know, I wish I could. It is easy if the lawyer just sat down. We've been trying to do this now for months in connection with airplane hijacking. We can't find a way to do it. Now, maybe there is a way, but certainly it's even more difficult when you talk about guerrilla groups. I mean, Christ, China is dedicated to helping
control revolutions or overthrow people.
But I wouldn't mind having them making that explicit. And certainly it's going to be difficult. I think we could capitalize on this and get into a statesmanlike position and put a deterrent on Israeli action. We are meeting their concern. We are going to the UN. And after the Security Council fails, we could go to the General Assembly. Somebody's going to go to the General Assembly with us anyway.
Well, we'd have, of course, enough time to do that. General Assembly in another 3 weeks. But I don't really, I think that the way to deal with Israel is to consult very closely with them and do anything we can to encourage them not to take action. I don't think that they give a damn about the Security Council. I don't think they would react. I mean, they have such utter disinterest.
They have no cop gun in the U.S.
If we said to them, look, we're taking some effective action, the Security Council, please don't attack Lebanon. They say, oh, for Christ's sake, you're naive. We don't give a goddamn about the Security Council.
Well, I'm not asking that they say at the Security Council not to attack Lebanon. That would even be mentioned.
No, I'm talking about Israel. The fact that we went to the UN
did
not influence Israel one goddamn bit.
Yeah, I see.
What influences Israel is what we say to them about it.
Yeah.
And I think there we've got to
like
certainly going to make some proposal at the General Assembly this fall. We're not too sure what in what form. But there will be renewed interest in attempting to bring about some kind of a solution to the basic problem, because as long as the basic problem exists, everything else we do is sort of on the periphery. And you can shoot the guerrillas or they can blow up the aircraft. But the problem is what exacerbates the whole area.
Well, in that connection, Bill, I think it's again being the devil's advocate, because that the UN action would be might be helpful. Just the idea that the United States put this on the world stage.
Well, I think the UN action, there will be UN action. But it will deal with a problem, not with punishing guerrillas. And I think that when the General Assembly starts, that this will revive a lot of interest in trying to make progress toward a peaceful settlement. And I think that we ought to start, I realize that you're sensitive about taking any action which would, between now and the election. On the other hand, if talks could start, or if we could be helpful in getting talks started, even if nothing else happened, it would be quite an asset as far as the campaign is concerned. Because everyone that's thoughtful realizes that's what matters. And as I say, the young leaders in Israel are thinking along these lines. I think we ought to let, not right now, but I think we ought to, if Diane is speaking for the government, then I think we should not indicate any.
What do you think is sensitive? Encourage the hawks.
Well, it could for the short run. Yeah. Everyone realizes. I mean, so Israel retaliates, blows up something in Lebanon. That doesn't help. I mean, a thoughtful Israeli has to say to himself, Christ, we've only got 2.5 million people.
Yeah.
And they're going to be a hell of a lot of
very keen to die. Well, that was Rabin bad.
And we can't. I've talked a lot about this last week, haven't I? They can't hack it over a long period of time. There's just too many goddamn Arabs. And there are too many crazy ones. And it's a hell of a shock when you kill 11 Israelis.
On television.
And they go to, I heard the Egyptian representative in the UN last night explain, well, they said, it's tough, you know, I realize that we don't condone it. But we've had a hell of a lot of Palestinians killed over the years. We've got all these people homeless. And what this does is indicate to the world we've got to solve the problem. It's a hell of a thing to have 11 Israelis killed, and it's a hell of a thing to have millions of people homeless all these years. So the problem has to be solved. So I think there will be a great effort made this fall to sort of bring the thing to head. And if there was some way to get negotiations started, it would be, I think it would be the best thing that could happen in the area. Because if the Israelis retaliate, which they may do, that will quiet the girls down for a while, and they'll think of some other dastardly goddamn thing to do, and then they'll do it. And there's nothing you can do to prevent it.
Who would made it to the point last night. He thinks we can probably expect in the next couple of weeks a hijacking intruder. You know, all these things go in cycles.
Yeah.
The crazies always are.
That's why I started out by something. War kidnappings. I would be
crazy. Yeah, kidnapping. I don't mean, not having nothing to do with drones. I'd just be some asshole here. The main thing I'm concerned about are those hijackings. And this is funding. One day they're going to hijack a plane and it is going to be gone. And you're going to lose 150 people. And that's what you got that sentence. Then, oh, that's no borrow cover.
On the UN, let me say, as I say, this hijacking conference is a UN organization.